Now the Defense Department is going to start requiring senior executives to hold positions in multiple agencies if they want a promotion. Joining us with details is Nancy Kichak, OPM's Associate Director for the Human Resources Policy. Ms. Kichak, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so the joint duty requirement for national security professionals, what is the goal for putting this into place?
Well, the goal is to get people who are going to be working together when there's a national emergency to have as much familiarity as possible on working across functional lines. Now, the requirement is only recommended, so there can be some national security professional development positions where it is deemed that having this kind of experience isn't helpful, but we expect that almost all of them will be designated by their agency as requiring this kind of broad experience.
So, and you talked about this a little bit, but I want to get specifically, are there specific positions that this applies to, or is it anything in the national security arena?
The folks who employ national security professionals need to make a case-by-case decision when they draft the position description as to whether it is one that will require this joint duty or the interagency experience.
And is this just national? Why national security and not other sort of non-national security SES positions?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. OPM also issued guidance this year to the chief human capital officers shortly before we issued this guidance on the national security professionals, asking agencies to provide for more broad experience for SES. We think it's important. And so we issued guidance asking agencies to do individual development plans for their SES where they would look at other kinds of experiences they would have that would give them the same abilities. So it's not just for national security professionals, although that is definitely an area where it's more obvious that you need to do much work across organizational lines.
Are you going to be able to phase this in such a way that folks who have been working toward joining the SES, that they don't feel like the rug is about to get snatched out from under them, that all of a sudden, oh, there's a requirement that I haven't met?
Well, first of all, the SES has always encouraged broad experience. So anyone who is thinking of getting into the SES should have quite a bit of experience. Private sector experience, by the way, counts. It's not just interagency, but it could be with state and local governments. It can be volunteer experience. We do ask, though, that it be substantive, that it be experience with a leadership position, because after all, SESers are the leaders of the civilian workforce. But no one should feel the rug pulled out from and under them. There's many ways to get this experience, and some of the agencies involved in this are phasing this in. So there's plenty of notice for people that this is important and to look for ways to work across many different functions or agencies or sectors, private sector, public sector, state. All of those things matter.
So getting back then to how it will be phased in, is there a way to phase it in or does it depend?
Well, one of the ways agencies are phasing it in is that there are people already designated to be national security professionals. They don't necessarily need to have it. Then they will say that 4 years out or 3 years out, whatever they feel appropriate, folks who get selected for these positions need to have the experience. So they're giving people notice so people can get the experience they need.
And in some cases, people may be doing this already because there's more of this cross agencies are working together anyway. So you may already be doing it, and now you just have to record it and do it on a more formal basis.
Absolutely. And one of the criteria for selecting senior executives has always been the ability to build coalitions. So we are looking for people who have demonstrated the ability to work across different organizations and bring people together to achieve a mission.
And is the Office of Personnel Management working with the Senior Executive Association on getting this up and running and working?
Well, we've certainly shared this with all the CHECOs. We have worked with the Executive Steering Committee of the National Security Professionals. We've also issued a Chief Human Capital Officer letter on the guidelines for broadening the entire senior executive service. And we stand ready to work with any agency who needs advice. We have run a couple forums for the senior executive staff and agencies, telling them how to incorporate these in position descriptions. So we've been working with the agencies to help them get ready to implement this.
Is there an easy place where people can find a lot of the information? Because I was plunking around on the website a little bit, and I was having trouble finding it. So I'm wondering if there's an easy place where people can get more information, maybe ask any questions to OPM or whomever?
Well, all of our memos that go to Chico's are on the OPM website, www.opm.gov. Type in Chico, C-H-C-O, and you can hit transmittals, and that will show you every memo we have sent out, and you'll be able to find them there. These memos were issued at the end of 2008.
And I think you touched on this, but I wanted just a little bit of clarification, how soon this is going to be implemented.
That's going to be, again, agency-specific. Right. I know the intelligence community is already doing this.